Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really immersing ourselves in the Internet of Things. We're looking at sources on the key industry trends shaping 2025. Our goal here is to pull out the the essential stuff you need to grasp how this tech is really fundamentally changing.
Yeah, and that change, it's really being pushed by a necessity, isn't it? Businesses now need predictive analytics, like instantly. They need serious security for these huge interconnected networks and, well, better tools just to handle the massive amounts of data coming in.
Massive is the word. The scale is just staggering. Our sources are saying, what, around 18 billion active IoT devices globally just this year, 2024?
That's right, 18 million. And that's just the start. Forecasts are pushing that to over 32 billion by 2030. We're looking at a global market hitting maybe $875 billion in 2025 alone. It's huge growth.
Okay, so let's unpack where a lot of that data is coming from. Industrial IoT. Right, the IoT. This is where we see it hitting manufacturing, logistics, even healthcare.
Exactly. And the immediate impact there is efficiency. You're cutting out human errors. You're making workplaces safer, using robots for dangerous jobs. Plus, you get amazing asset traceability and better quality control through real-time monitoring.
And the results aren't just small tweaks, are they? We're seeing things like embedded sensors preventing huge failures, saving serious downtime. The sources suggest IoT can cut machine downtime by, what, up to 30%?
Yeah.
And boost production by 25%.
Yeah, huge numbers. And the kind of peak example of this is the smart factory, you know, the heart of Industry 4.0. Look at Siemens' Amberg factory. They used digital twins, heavy automation, and achieved like 99.99% production quality, plus a 75% productivity jump. It's incredible.
That kind of efficiency changes everything. But all this industrial data creates a bottleneck, right? The cloud struggles sometimes. Low bandwidth, latency issues. It's not great for real-time stuff.
Which brings us to edge computing, a major trend. Why now? Well, simply put, the sheer volume of data from IoT just swamps the traditional cloud pipeline. It's too much, too slow. Edge computing is basically decentralization. So instead of sending everything miles away to a central server,
you process it right there on the device.
Exactly, right on the edge. It's faster, saves a ton of bandwidth, and can be better for privacy too. And you see the investment reflecting that spending's heading towards like $378 billion by 2028.
Okay, so if processing is moving to the edge, it needs super fast, reliable ways to connect locally, right?
Precisely, which is where 5G really steps in. It gives you that low latency down to 1 millisecond and high speed needed for these dense networks. 5G can handle like a million devices per square kilometer.
Wow. Okay, so it makes sense the car industry is jumping on this then. Something like 26% of 5G IoT connections?
Yep. Vehicle-to-everything communication is a huge driver. But what about devices that don't need blazing speed, just long range and battery life?
Like smart meters or tracking containers across the globe.
Exactly. For those, you've got LPWAN's low-power wide area networks. They're designed for longevity. Devices can run for years on one battery. That's critical for logistics, for example. It's a market growing about 15% a year.
But hang on, this complex, decentralized web of devices, it sounds like a security nightmare waiting to happen.
It absolutely is a major challenge. If one part, one little sensor on the edge gets compromised, the whole system could be at risk. So unsurprisingly, the IoT security market is booming, expected to jump from around $8.7 billion this year to over $11 billion in 2025.
So what are the defenses? What's the focus?
It's things like specialized cybersecurity software, better network tools like firewalls and VPNs, stronger password management, and increasingly government regulations trying to enforce baseline security standards. It's a constant arms race, really.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, let's talk environment. How is IoT helping with sustainability, the green shift?
Well, it's mainly about efficiency again, but applied to resource use. Think smart buildings. They use sensors to adjust heating, lighting based on who's actually there. That can cut energy use by up to 35%.
Okay, that's significant. What else?
Precision farming is another big one. Using IoT sensors to give crops exactly the water they need, sometimes cutting water use by 50% while boosting yields. And smart cities, using real-time data to manage traffic flow, waste collection, monitor air quality. It all adds up.
So wrapping this up, the big takeaway from the sources seems to be this massive expansion of IoT's scope. It's touching everything, driven by this need to move processing power outwards, you know, decentralize.
Absolutely. And given that huge growth we talked about and this clear shift to the edge, maybe the final thought for you, the listener, is this. With all these new devices coming online and regulators inevitably stepping in more, how is that going to shape the balance, you know, the trade-off between all this new convenience and our privacy in the next few years?